Thank you for calling Canadian Insurance Brokers. This is Debbie speaking.
Hi, Debbie. It's Graham Cumming. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Graham?
Excellent, excellent. Winding down for Christmas, are you?
Oh, well, I'm trying to. We've got a lot of work to get through before we leave, so it's keeping us really busy.
Oh,
how are you going?
Well, I just thought I'd give you a call and give you an update on this issue of the lady who broke her leg in the pond.
Yeah.
We've just received a writ from the county court from Slater and Gordon.
Okay.
So they're obviously, you know, they've got their hands out to grab as much as they can. Now, I don't know what happens from this point on because is it all covered by public liability or what?
Well, without knowing what that writ is and speaking to the insurer, because the last update we got was that they were going through all the medical of processes, which she said can take months to do. So she said there won't be any updates until that's all done.
Okay.
So if you've got that, I'll send that over to the insurer and see what she says about it and where you stand.
Are they sort of like, is the sort of like the public liability claim a separate one then obviously to the Slater and Gordon thing?
No. I think
or do
Slater
they all finish
Gordon,
up being the one case?
Well, who's their solicitor? I thought their solicitor was Slater and Gordon.
Sorry?
Is this a completely separate?
No, it's the next sort of thing we've heard from Slater and Gordon since one that I sent to you.
Yeah. And that's the last one they sent, which I sent on to the insurer.
Hmm.
The insurer was advising that they had to go and get all their medicals done so that they had a medical report to see, obviously, what the injuries were and the extent of the injuries and all of that. Now, she said to me that can take months.
Yeah.
So she said, we're not expecting anything back from the third party for a couple of months until that's done, because she said it is quite a process of things that they need to tick off for our insurer. So
maybe I should just send this.
Send it over.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at the cover letter. It says, we enclose by way of service a county court written statement of claim on behalf of the plaintiff. I request your notice of appearance within the time stipulated by the rules.
Hmm.
Please send this document to your lawyers to protect your interest. Well, we're obviously going to do that, but I just thought I should let you know as well.
Yeah, send us, email us that through so that I can send that over to the insurance company, and then I'll give them a call as soon as I've sent it to make sure they get it and have a read of it.
All right. In my mind, I'm just trying to work out whether it all sort of finishes up becoming one issue.
I don't know why they're going to court. We're waiting on information from them. So
I don't understand that. I mean, it is Slater and Gordon, and they're well known for chasing ambulances and out for a fast buck. But I would have thought that since we've gone through all the proper processes of the public liability stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing
and we've
much
accepted liability, so it's not like you're not saying we're not liable, we're not paying you anything.
Yeah,
we have accepted that this happened, and so I don't understand this letter that you've received. So I'll send that to
All right, let me send it over to you, Debbie. I should also obviously we'll tell our lawyer about it and
I'll let the insurer know that
lawyers. Because I wouldn't have thought that, they could go to Slater and Gordon and set up a separate court case while we're still waiting on the first one. Unless it's just more bluff,
Might be,
All right. I'll send through to you, Deb.
Yep, and we'll get a bit more confirmation from the insurer once they've had a read of it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
That's okay. No worries.
Bye.
See you, Graham. Bye.